Today we'll be doing Sivav, the Shulchan Aruch tells us how Yolavush b'Tfilin v'Hutzrach l'Vis Akiseh b'Alayla O Samach l'Hashecha. Let's say a person was wearing Tfilin and now they have to go to the bathroom either at night or right before dark. Shein Shos l'Hanicham Od Achar Sheyetzeh, where you won't be allowed, you won't have time to put your Tfilin back on after you leave the bathroom. Lo Yikanis b'Am Gelulin b'Vigdo, then you should not enter the bathroom when your Tfilin are wrapped up in your clothing. V'Afilu l'Hashtin Mayim v'Vis Akiseh Kavua, or even if you're just going to urinate in a permanent bathroom. Elokei Tzadiyasa, rather, what should you do? Cholzenu Manichan b'Chli, you should remove them and put them into a either if the kli has a tefach of space, or even if it doesn't, but it's not the normal casing in which the tefillin are placed, and then hold that case in your hand and enter the bathroom. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Chafal tells us gilulin bevigdo, that which we said in the previous halacha, that you're allowed to hold the tefillin in your right hand if it's wrapped up in clothing, that's assuming you're going to have time to put your tefillin back on afterwards. Then the Chacham didn't bother you to put it into a case. But if you don't have time afterwards to put the tefillin on, then you have to put it into a case. But if you put tefillin into its own case and that case doesn't have a tefach of space, then that case is batel to the tefillin, and you would not be allowed to enter the bathroom with that case. The reason why you're allowed to enter the bathroom with your tefillin is because you're afraid that passerby may come and take or steal your tefillin. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Siv Zion tomorrow.